they looked out through the darkness. The firelight danced off their eyes. Some were strangers, some they had known all their lives. They had brown skin and black hair, all braided down to their sides. Some wore blankets, and some were all dressed in hides. They were hungry and worn out, and by our army confined. We gave them rations, but they were not satisfied. It was Fort Sill, Oklahoma, the year 1889. The reservation held nearly 10 different tribes. We were sent here to watch them, to make them see through the lies of a Paiute Messiah who put new hope in their eyes. But their prophet had told them that the white man's demise was approaching, and if they listened, he'd show them how to survive. With the redstone ground to powder, drawn on their skin in designs, they started chanting and swaying all through the night. And they were calling for the spirit of every Indian that died. Through the tears that they offered up every night. And they'd been run out of the dens where they fought to hold back the tide of our numbers and our unyielding desire. But now they know that we are more than their feathered hunters can fight. Some surrendered and others held out and died. But now they're dreaming of a morning when they can open their eyes, and the plains and the mountains show no trace of our kind. But God has willed us this new world to bring his kingdom to life. And the red man with his old ways will have to be left behind. California up to Dakota, this Indian dance has caught fire. And there are rumors the tribes will unite and make war. But the ragged survivors I saw before me those nights, no weapons, had no blood in their eyes. We tried to tell them of the Savior who shed his blood for their lives, and who could free them to be new men. And some stepped into the light, but others answered that an Indian could never be civilized by the liars and the lawyers who stole the land through their bribes. The dance was over by the morning, and they dispersed with the light. They left the embers of a slow dying fire.